303-423-4338. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride and joining me for another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to be joined by the founder and editor-in-chief of CarList.com, Lou Ann Hammond. We'll be talking about a gamut of stories with Lou Ann. Also in this hour, we promise you some trivia questions, some opportunities to win a very cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. We also will have some automotive news for you, and we're going to begin the hour with a quick look at the world of motorsports. Let's see what's been going down this weekend, and we bring forth to the airwaves of Auto World our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, doing just great. Ryan Newman, he took advantage of a late race caution and a two-tire pit stop to take last night's NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Subway Fresh Pit 600 at the Phoenix International Raceway. Newman took the lead out of turn one with two laps to go, held off a late charge by Jeff Gordon, and earned the trip to victory lane at PIR. Gordon's teammates Jimmy Johnson and Mark Martin came home third and fourth, and Juan Pablo Montoya rounded out the top five. That was a complete Chevy 1-5 sweep. Newman, who's been in a prolonged slump, this was his first NASCAR Sprint Cup victory over his last 77 starts. Kyle Busch recovered from a wild sequence in which he lost the lead on a restart and fell 20 seconds behind after a drive-through penalty to win the NASCAR Nationwide Series race that took place Friday night at the Phoenix International Raceway. Surging to the front after a restart with eight laps to go, Busch eventually took the checker to post his second Nationwide Series win of the year and the 32nd of his career. That moved him up to the third most all-time wins in the Nationwide Series. And in an IRL race that ended just a little while ago, about a half hour ago, at the 2.5 mile Barber Motorsport Park, it was the Grand Prix of Alabama. Caution came out with five laps to go, with Helio Castroneves opening a large lead over second place Scott Dixon. On the restart, though, Castroneves had nothing to worry about as he was able to shake Dixon and take the checker. Dixon finished second, Dario Franchitti third in that one. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Sounds like a busy weekend, no question about it, Jeff.
Yeah, we're getting there. Full complement of NASCAR back on the card. IRL starting to race every couple of weeks. Formula One back in action, so racing season in full swing.
Excellent. Great job, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Okay, Bob.
We'll throw out a quick trivia question here, see if we can stir up the phone lines a little bit. The telephone line is open at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll make it a question here from the decade of the 1970s. Who made the vehicle known as the Matador back in the 1970s? Who made the Matador? That is the question. And the telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, we go out to California and bring forth, she is the founder and editor-in-chief of CarList.com. She's also a frequent contributor to many television shows and networks around the country, also a regular on the John Batchelor syndicated radio show, the one, the only, Lou Ann Hammond. Lou Ann, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. I also even guest occasionally on Motor Trend Radio.
That's right, with yours truly.
So how are you doing today? It's rainy and cloudy here.
Boy, that's unusual, but, well, it's been a funky week here. We've had a little bit of everything. Right now the sun is out and it's actually nice, but we did have quite a bit of heat this week. We had temperatures in the 80s, and we also had some rainy days, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, I think even though it's been rainy, people are still out in their cars doing everything they need to do, Bob.
That is so true. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle or a used vehicle, this is certainly a great time. I mean, we're seeing some incentives from auto manufacturers that in the past have never given them, Toyota, Honda, folks like that. I mean, it's a good time if you're in the market.
That's right. Toyota is giving the best incentives they've ever given. So if you're looking for a Toyota right now, now is the time to buy one.
Recently, within the past few days, Toyota once again under fire from folks to do with the recalls. And the latest is that, I don't know if you've heard this, but that the American executives warned the Japanese executives reportedly months and months ago to come clean with this, hence saying that... you know, if you didn't come clean, that, you know, the situation would even get worse. So have you heard that story?
I have. Yeah, it was January 16th that Irv Miller, someone who was retiring anyway, the only person retiring that would say anything, came out with a memo and basically said, this is not the time to hide. This is the time to go out and get and talk to our customers and let us know what was going, let them know what's going on and come clean with everything that has happened. You know, that was January 16th. On January 10th, I had done a piece on CNN television saying that this was the time for Toyota to shine. This, there have been other people that have had recalls, many recalls. There have been other people that have had, you know, had problems. Ford Firestone had a huge problem. They overcame it. Tylenol had a huge problem. They overcame it. And part of the way they came, overcame it was the transparency in the public. They kept in touch with their customers. Tylenol took everything off of their shelves and said, we're not going to change our name because we believe in our name. We believe we will get through this. And that's exactly what I said about Toyota. If they would take Tylenol business plan on how to succeed after a major guffaw, they would succeed. And basically that's what Irv Miller did. He must have been listening to some of us because we were saying, come out, tell your customers what is happening, and be forthright with them. And that's what I think what he tried to do. I don't see anything wrong with what he tried to do.
Definitely not. Now, of course, they're talking fines for Toyota and lots of lawsuits. I know you've been reporting on CarList.com that Orange County, California, DAs are planning a lawsuit against Toyota. I imagine there'll be many lawsuits against Toyota. Folks are speculating that Toyota is going to plead no contest on these fines, if indeed they're levied, and hence will give more fuel to the fire for more lawsuits.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because right now they are going. The government has fined them $16.4 million. The most that they can fine them. I'm sure if they could have fined them more, they would have. God knows they need the money. But the fine is a number. You know, I mean, $16 million. Remember, Toyota came out and said they saved $100 million by doing certain things. So $16 million, you sneeze wrong, you spend $16 million at Toyota. So I'm not really concerned with the $16 million that they're going to be fined. What I am concerned with is the admission of guilt that brings with it, because Toyota has hundreds of other lawsuits looming. And if they say, oh, all right, fine, we'll just say no contest and pay the fine, that sets up a precedent that might be used in other lawsuits. I'm not a lawyer, but I've watched Law and Order for many years. I slept at a Holiday Inn last night. You know, you kind of, as you see these things, you kind of go, well, I'm not sure I would do that. I wouldn't admit any kind of admission of guilt anywhere until we came to some kind of agreement.
So true. When we come back on the other side, we have John in Iowa standing by with a trivia question. Who built the Matador back in the 70s? If you want to chime in, 800-259-9231. We'd love to hear from Toyota owners and loyalists. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. One of the most iconic sedans in the luxury market has been reinvented for 2010. It's the Jaguar XJ with bold new styling. Michael O'Driscoll is general manager for Jaguar of North America.
The all-new XJ reimagines the icon all over again. Groundbreaking features, exquisite craftsmanship, the aluminum and magnesium body uses the very latest aerospace-inspired construction technology. Panoramic glass roof, virtual instruments that replace conventional dials, all showcased in a plasma screen. A dual-view screen in the center of the dash that simultaneously allows the driver to use the navigation system and the front seat passenger to watch a movie.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
1-800-259-9231. That's our telephone number. Free from all across North America. We have a trivia question out there. Who made the Matador back in the 1970s? We have another trivia question standing by if we get a winner right away. So everybody that's on the line, stay on the lines. Let's go first to Joe in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, okay. How you doing?
Not too bad. Remember back?
Yeah, I hear myself on the radio. Isn't that quite the deal?
Yeah, well, maybe it's smart to turn the radio down just to make sure you don't get confused there. But
I want my wife to hear it in the other room. No, I don't get confused. It's not that loud out here.
Okay, well, that's good. So how are things in the great state of Iowa today?
Well, sunny and very warm for this time of year, actually. And I'm here in the Hobo center of North Iowa, and where we have the annual Hobo Convention.
Wow. Tell us about that. I'm not familiar with the Hobo Convention. Lou Ann Hammond is with us also from Carlisle. Lou Ann, you ever heard of the Hobo Convention?
I can't say I have.
Tell us all about it, Joe.
Well, okay. It's been going on for over 100 years, actually, and it's for real. There's been hobos coming here for over 100 years. And every year, the second weekend in August, folks come from all over, and we have the what they call Hobo Days.
Wow, that sounds very cool. Excellent. Well, let's see if we can nail down this first trivia question here. The Matador from the 1970s. Which car manufacturer gave us that particular product?
I'm thinking it was American Motors.
Well, I think you are 100% correct. Congratulations. We're going to put your name and put it in the drawing here for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. What kind of car do you drive right now, Joe?
Right now I'm driving a 92, a little bit beat up Pontiac Sunbird.
Are you sad to see the Pontiac brand go away from GM?
Well, I don't know about sad, but it's always been a good car in my book.
Yeah, definitely. If you could buy a new car, if price was no object, if you won the lottery or came into some money, what new car would you buy? What would get you excited?
Well, Tiger's got his Buick. I would stick maybe to a Pontiac, but let me think. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Take a look when I get the money, okay?
That sounds good to me, Joe. Thank you.
When can I expect the check?
Oh, any day now.
Hey, now listen. I want to make a serious suggestion to Toyota.
Yeah, please do.
Unhook the cruise control on all the cars and see if that don't solve this acceleration problem. I think that might be about 85% chance it's in the cruise control. And then the other 50% chance, I think, is to investigate some of these people with these outlandish lawsuits that claim all this out of control and poltergeist things going on with the car.
Very well said, Joe. We appreciate your suggestions.
What? You know what, Bobby's right, because I had a guy that emailed me and said, I have a problem with my radio. It gets staticky at such and such a time, and I can't hear a certain radio show. Can I sue Toyota? I'm like, what's wrong with you people? Really, you're going to sue over a radio show now?
Well,
there's that point that you get to where you know people are just looking for money.
Very true. Joe, thank you for listening to us on KXEL. Let's go to TJ, who is in Pennsylvania. TJ, how are you?
Yeah, I was calling in to answer the question.
I got another question for you.
And AMC products, you know, and I knew it was a Matador right away. It kind of was an interesting-looking car, you know, in a way. I kind of liked it in a way.
In a way, you know? It had some very interesting style. There's no doubt about it. Well, let me give you another question along the same lines. What was the name of the, we'll make it an easy one for you here, the other vehicle from American Motors that kind of had the shape of a goldfish bowl. Came out in 1975.
Pacer.
That's right. The Pacer is correct. Congratulations. Whereabouts in Pennsylvania are you calling in from?
Oh, thank you so much for giving me a chance. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I'm calling from Coppell, Pennsylvania. It's about 35 miles above Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you know, western Pennsylvania.
Oh, wonderful. Listening on WPYT, most likely. We so appreciate that. What do you think of the Toyota situation? Do you have any suggestions for the Toyota folks, what they should do?
Well, you know, just like the lady said, the lawyers have ruined this country, you know? And they're, you know, there are people that just would sue over anything, you know. I hate to see anything bad happen to Toyota because there's a lot of those are built in this country, too, you know. So but I hope, on the other hand, maybe it'll help the American car companies, too. But I don't like to see that really happen to anyone, you know.
Well, I know what you mean.
I think there's too damn much electronics. I hate it. You know, and I wish the cars would go back to not having all this electronic stuff, you know, everything with computers and everything. And that was part of the problem, I guess, is we didn't have a mechanical linkage, I think, on the gas pedal and stuff. And there's just too much of that crap. And I just hate it. I really do.
You know what? A lot of people say that. But as you get more closer and closer to 2016, when you're going to need to have 35 miles per gallon, you're going to see even more electronics. Just because that's the way that the car companies can figure out how to get that fuel mileage. So
I've owned cars in the past that were I've owned some weird cars, you know, like Morris Minors and all kind of things. And those cars back then, Renaults, you know, all the, you know, they would get like 30, 35, you know, 40 miles to the gallon way back then without all that electronic stuff. And look at the Geo Metro, you know, that thing got 50 miles to the gallon. It was small, but it didn't have anything
to say
at all.
Most people in America do not want to drive that small of a car, but you're right. When you get to power to weight ratio, where the car actually is a decent size but doesn't weigh as much, then you're talking about a better fuel economy. Because you look at right now over in Europe, even over in Europe, they're having a hard time selling as many diesels as they used to. Why? Because it has a bigger displacement engine, and Europeans are being fined, or taxed rather, hugely for bigger displacement engines, and then so they're not buying the big displacement engines. The smaller the displacement engine, and you divide curb weight by horsepower, you're getting a decent power-to-weight ratio. You're getting better fuel economy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I hate some of the things they're doing. I mean, there's some, I think all the car companies are making some cars that are real beautiful. Like, like the stuff that Camaro did with the Camaro, they sort of went back to the style. Mustangs have always been beautiful. Chrysler has that thing, it looks like the early Charger and all that. And they're doing some really pretty things with these cars. But I'll tell you another thing I hate. They're bowing all, every stinking piece of glass in them is bowed, and it's thinner than it used to be. And, you know, you can't get a straight piece of glass on a car, so that if you need a piece of glass or something, you have to have a special piece of glass. There's too much stuff that they're doing, and too much, and they're making these engines and stuff too technical. You can't do anything to them yourself.
Good point. Hang there for a second. Sounds like you got a lot more to say. Lots more to say. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Watt.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America. My name is Bob Long, along with Luanna Hammond, the CEO of Carless.com, founder, editor-in-chief, and frequent television commentator on networks across the nation and contributor to the John Batchelor syndicated radio show. Still on the line with us is TJ joining us in Pennsylvania. TJ, we held you over because you were bringing up a lot of good points about the over complication of a lot of modern vehicles as far as the very sophisticated power plants and the drive-by-wire and brake-by-wire systems. So you think that the automakers should have less of this, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for letting me speak my mind. We need the PGA hour, huh? Anyway, I hate what you're doing, and it's a lie that we have to go on all this technology to do this. You know, one time I have a Lancia, well, I still have it.
Yeah.
It's an Italian car. And I'm telling you, on general running around, this is not on trips, but general running around, and this is a heavy car. I took one apart one time and lifted the doors, and they had big, heavy steel beams inside the doors. Believe it or not, this was on a 76.
Wow.
And they weighed a ton. So this is not a light car. And that car, it was a double overhead cam with a 5-speed, and it got an honest 27 miles per gallon, general running around. Now, they could jack that up, you know, and it had straight glass, too. Like I was saying about the curved glass, it had straight glass, except the windshield had a slight curve to it, you know. that it got an honest 27. They could jack this gas mileage up. There's hybrid things that, hydrogen gas or something that you can make from water that I've heard of kits that you could put on, and they're easier to put on with ones that have carburetors. And there's, you know, you hear about all these different things. They're just doing this. This is just to put, to take the control out of the person that drives the car and put it strictly in the hands of the mechanics and have all these pollution equipment that they want to sell and everything else. I hate what they're doing, of course. I really do. And it's all propaganda. It's all baloney. Just like most things with the government, it's all just baloney.
Well, we appreciate you expressing your opinions here on the show. Thank you so much for calling in and for getting that trivia question right.
Yeah, thank you. That was so nice of you to let me speak my mind. I appreciate that so much.
All right. Well, don't be a stranger. Call us again. So, Luann, definitely a gentleman with a lot of strong opinions. And unfortunately, as you were saying, as automakers have to meet more stringent fuel economy standards, emission standards, and also just the demands of modern electronics, too. I mean, people today, most of them, you know, want all the bells and the whistles in the car, all the power and entertainment features, and that all adds complications.
And the government wants over 3,700 pieces of safety in there as well.
Wow.
So you do have a lot of different things that he addressed, and one of them was the emissions, and part of the emissions thing is the average fuel economy, because now greenhouse gas emissions has been brought into the mix. So it is a lot to do with CAFE requirements. It has a lot to do with the electronics make the CAFE requirements able to be met. But there's a lot of people that just say, you know, just put in brake override on Toyota's problem and it would be solved. And that's what they should have done way back in 2004 when they found the problem. General Motors just announced they will, as of 2012, they'll have brake override in every one of their vehicles. Before, it was only in the high-performance vehicles. But if we take a look at this power to weight, and I just did a story on the Camaro on my website, and just look at the power-to-weight ratio on the Challenger, the Camaro, and the Mustang, and the Camaro beats them both, all three of them. The Mustang has a power-to-weight ratio of 16.2, the Challenger is 14.9, and the Camaro is 12.2. And, you know, when you have a lower power-to-weight ratio, it means that you can have a little scrappier car. You know, these cars, those three cars are all pretty much fast, go-straight kind of cars. But if you're looking to go around a curve fast or something, you're going to want a little scrappier car, and that's going to be the Camaro. If you're looking at the fuel economy on the 2010, once again, it's the Camaro that comes out at 29 miles per gallon on the highway. Ford Mustang, you're going to get 30 miles to the gallon on the highway on the 2011 version. But if you look at the turning radius, both the Camaro and the Mustang have 37.7 feet, which is a respectable number for that car. I mean, it's a great design. It's huge. It's a big car. The Dodge Challenger is all the way up at 38.9. That means you've got to have 38.9 feet to make a turn.
Yeah, it's a much larger vehicle than either one based on the underpinnings of the Chrysler 300 and Dodge Charger, different platform, and definitely the biggie of the three modern-day muscle cars. I understand that in part of your evaluation of this Camaro that you had, you actually took a neighbor out for a ride. Tell us about that.
Well, Joey is he actually lives in Santa Barbara. He's going to college in Santa Barbara. So if You know, Joey Kruger down in Santa Barbara told him he was on the radio. But it was his 21st birthday, and he comes over and he knocks on the door, and well, actually, we heard our dog barking, so we knew it was him. I was like, happy birthday, Joe, and he said, give me that car, and it'll be a really happy birthday. So I took him out for a ride because he's the kind of person that actually would buy this car. He already owns a BMW. I think it's a 3 Series. And so he loves these fast, beautiful cars, the retro cars that we call them. But he likes the Camaro most. The Challenger, he thinks, is too retro. He doesn't like the back end. He just loves the Camaro. So he didn't even realize that the fuel economy was 29 miles per gallon. But remember, we were just talking about the turning radius on the Dodge Challenger. The Chevy Malibu has a turning radius of 40.4.
Wow, that's really surprising because the Malibu, I believe, is a shorter vehicle than the Challenger.
Exactly, and shorter than the Camaro, I believe. So you're just like, why is that? And you have to look at these things. Those are the three things I always look at, even before I look at price. Because I did a piece on the Hyundai Sonata, so I know what the Malibu was because that's their competitor. But they were the worst on turning radius for all of them. And so you have to look at those things. And each group that you look at the power-to-weight ratio, look at the miles per gallon, and look at the turning radius, and then drive the car, go for aesthetics, and make sure it can fit in your budget, and you've got a great car that you're going to be really happy with.
Yeah, I'm fans of all three of the modern-day muscle cars there, the retro cars. What did Joey think of the interior of the Camaro? Some folks don't like the interior of the Camaro. Sounds like he did.
Oh, you're kidding. I like the interior of the Camaro. I love that mood lighting that they have. That sort of I had one that had the blue that comes on at night, and it has that chrome on the sides of it, mm-hmm. on the inside. I love it. I think it's a great looking car. I can't believe somebody said they didn't like it.
Yeah, well, you know, to each his own. Some folks, you know, no matter what car we're talking about, somebody isn't going to like something. But, yeah, it's interesting that this past week, too, of course, Ford for 2011 has a new six-cylinder engine finally in their Mustang. And they have upped the horsepower to 305 and 31 miles to the gallon. But Camaro Chevrolet just came back this week and now says that they can ring, I believe it's 312 horsepower out of this same engine. So the Camaro's back on top, horsepower-wise at least, for 2011. This is Auto World.
Well, I saw that it's gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I saw that it's gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
There's a race going on between the automakers as to who will bring the first plug-in vehicle to market. Nissan's got a brand new electric vehicle around the bend. It's called the Leaf. Mark Perry, Nissan Electric Vehicle Design and Vehicle Manager.
Well, what you're seeing with the Nissan Leaf is what we hope is the first affordable mass production electric vehicle coming to market. So what you're looking at is over 17 years of research and development really coming to market. Our engineers have been working really hard on developing a reliable, safe lithium-ion battery pack. It delivers over 100 miles of range, and it's got great acceleration, great performance, and that's what you're seeing really T-minus 14 months from now.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. Thank you very much for being here. You're listening to Auto World on great radio stations as well as cable radio network channel 6. All across North America, Lou Ann Hammond is with us. She is the founder of CarList.com. You can see her on the TV all over the place, as well as hear her on the John Batchelor syndicated radio show. And during the break there, Lou Ann, a number of folks inquired as to what is brake override that you were referring to. Could you explain that a little bit further?
Oh, yeah, sorry. brake override. If you are pressing on the gas, remember when you we were younger? Or okay, maybe when you were younger. people would, and it happened mainly in pickup trucks, I think, but people would put their right foot on the gasoline and their left foot on the brake.
Yep, drive with 2 feet.
And that's how they would drive.
Yep.
Well, now in some cars, you can't drive that way because there's this thing called brake override. And if you touch the brake at the same time that you touch the gasoline, you won't get any gasoline to the engine. The brake takes over anything that the gas pedal says it should be doing. It will still allow you to steer, all that stuff, but it doesn't allow gasoline to go to the engine.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there are other types of brake override, but that's the one I think that there are a couple. Audi uses it. Nissan has used it since 2003. BMW has used it. A lot of companies use it. Honda doesn't use it. Neither does Toyota. So if Toyota was having problems with their sudden acceleration, if they had brake override, they would not be having that problem because the brake would be saying, sorry, gas, I'm bigger than you, rock, scissors, stone.
Exactly. Another big story from this past week was the announcement of Daimler, Renault, and Nissan getting together in a working relationship. Tell our listeners a little bit about this alliance and what it means for all the different automakers.
Well, it means that we're going to have some great small cars coming about. I think Nissan and Renault have been together for 11 years. I think it was 11 years last week. They've done a great job. Not all mergers, not all working relationships are the same. And certainly the we remember GM and Fiat trying it. We remember Renault trying to do a deal with General Motors, and it didn't come about. But Nissan needs some of what Daimler, or as we know, the Mercedes-Benz, has, and Mercedes-Benz needs some of what Nissan and Renault have. Both of these companies are making forays into the electric vehicle. Mercedes has said that they have a memorandum of understanding with BYD. BYD is an electric company in China, 10% owned by Warren Buffett. They will be working with them on electric vehicles. Nissan has an electric vehicle called the Leaf that's going to come out, I think, next year for about $25,000 after credits from the government. So it kind of makes sense that these two companies then are going to work on small cars together. They also might work on the light commercial vehicle segment. That's according to Automotive News. I haven't heard that from Renault or Nissan, but I have heard that the small cars are where they're looking at for this foray into a working relationship.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, as we were talking a little bit about it in the first hour of the broadcast, if you happen to be with us, about this alliance affecting the smart car and maybe bringing some good things to that brand. Is you see a lot of smart cars on the used car lots these days, Luann.
Well, you do, but those smart cars have a Mitsubishi engine, and these cars will not. I believe they may have a Nissan or Renault engine instead.
Yeah, so it should make a big difference. Recently, you attended the 80th International Motor Show in Geneva, and I've never been to that particular motor show. I always hear it's a good one because it's kind of, best way to put it is non-denominational. If you go to the German show, it tends to be, you know, very heavy, over-the-top presence of the German manufacturers, etc. But this show is kind of neutral territory.
As in Swiss tradition.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a lovely show. I guess I don't even look at the fact that it's so dominated by one country, but yeah, I guess you're right. This, you go right around the entire room. Just note to self, never wear high heels when you do an auto show. But Bob Lutz was there. And after the Geneva Auto Show, we went up to Gruyere, Switzerland, and had cheese fondue. And that's where he told us that he would be retiring from General Motors.
And this looks like it truly is the end of the road for Bob. I don't see him being lured away by another manufacturer at this point.
Oh, no. Bob is 78 years old. I don't even think it's his age, actually. I think that Bob himself, I asked him, I said, were you asked to retire? And he said, no, but you know when it's time to leave. And I think Ed Whitaker, we've all seen all these conservative companies, and you don't really see very many of the CEOs come out and talk, you know, whether it's at Chevron or Exxon or any of these big AT&Ts where Ed Whitaker used to work. But in all of the automotive companies, a lot of people know who the CEO is. I think Ed Whitaker likes the limelight, and I think there might, you know, be a reason that perhaps Bob Lutz is leaving.
Yeah, that's true, because historically Bob has been such a major media presence for General Motors because he's just playing good at it, number one. And, you know, some of the other General Motors executives in the past weren't as compelling on air or in print as Bob, and Bob had true passion. So he will be missed, no question about it. I always enjoyed any interviews that I did with him over the years.
You know, Bob Lutz is the kind of person that does well on TV, but he's just as good off TV. I mean, he is the person that you see on TV. He's an old Marine, and he stands by his guys. He's true to his soldiers. He's also very shoot-from-the-hip kind of John Wayne kind of guy, and you just love that in him because there's a sort of the world be damned. I'm going to tell you what I think because, you know, I don't really care that much. But that's what makes him so valuable is the fact that he went into General Motors. You're seeing some really lovely interiors right now. It's not that General Motors didn't always make lovely interiors, but cost accountants, the bean counters, had to approve them before they could be done. And that's when Bob came in and said, the world be damned, get that in there and don't listen to the bean counters. And now you're seeing like the Chevy Malibu and even the Chevy Spark that's going to come over. Cute interiors. And those are all because Bob Lutz said people live in their cars.
Good
they
point.
They don't live on the outside of their car. And if you're going to sell a car, it's got to be able, you've got to somehow define yourself in that car. And when you do that, that's where, when you sit in the car is when you define yourself in that car.
Very good point. And certainly over the past decade or so, the Audi brand and Volkswagen brands have really gained a lot of market share because of the attention to detail and quality of materials in their interiors.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly where General Motors failed. It's tough when you have such an old company as General Motors. You have incredibly loyal people. I remember Ed Welborn telling me this. I asked him what the hardest car he had to ever create design was, and he said, oh, God, nobody's ever asked me that question. And he said, the Oldsmobile, because they had like 600,000 people buying that car, and yet they knew that that car was coming to the end of its road. And yet they had to pacify all the people that had an Oldsmobile and yet try and make an Oldsmobile look like something that someone who wasn't buying an Oldsmobile was going to want to buy. And by the time they got that design and then the accountants got through with it and everyone else got through with it, it didn't look anything like what they thought. And it, compromising on a car that's as valuable as a car like that will kill a car, and it did.
Absolutely. So what's on the horizon next for Luann Hammond? You got any press trips upcoming or any radio appearances or TV that you'd like to plug?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to a sustainable mobility event this coming week, down in L.A. area. So maybe we can talk next week and I'll tell you all about it.
Hey, that sounds great. Thank you for your time here today, Luann, and hope your husband stretches doing better every day.
Thank you so much. For people who don't know, he was in an airplane accident. He had whiplash, but he's fine.
That's good news. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lund.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.